Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Dr. Timothy Schaefer is an associate professor in the K-State Department of Communications. He also serves as director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. He's our first guest here on In Focus this morning. Dr. Schaefer, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on again. Have you had a good month of January so far?
Well, for all the people who thought 2021 was going to be radically different from 2020, I think we've been sadly mistaken and maybe realizing the residual effects and a lot of the things that have been so much shaping our lives for literally now the last 12 months are still there and in some ways kind of more amplified. But I must say the last couple of days of some snow has at least made my kids happier. So they've enjoyed whatever modicum of sledding exists in our little side hill as a reprieve from I think the otherwise kind of doldrums of the day of just the what feels like the darkness in a lot of respects of the kind of the state of politics and things, because I think they listen and pay enough of attention to the conversations my wife and I have that are you know, very real, and for a lot of us are wrestling with, you know, how much do we kind of keep especially kids apprised of what's going on, that are very real things, especially as we are celebrating, you know, a transition of the continuation of our democracy, for example, and explaining why, you know, the events of days prior to that, why they happened, why, you know, we somewhat militarized some of these moments and why people weren't there because of COVID and the like. But yeah, 2021, I hope, continues to only kind of improve from really the state of a lot of things from last year.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had some time to let things digest here from what happened 3 weeks ago. Biggest news story we've had in a while here at the national level, I think, and that was January 6th, what happened in Washington, D.C. I remember picking up my daughter from school that day, just trying to explain what happened and explain to my wife what happened. She was clueless. She hadn't seen the news yet. But what did you learn about from that day, the current state of affairs and where we go in terms of civility here in America?
Well, I mean, similar to maybe your own experience, my morning of January 6th, actually I was running some errands with our two youngest children. So I was out getting gas and some just things, just kind of letting our older kids do school and at home and with my wife. And I got a couple notifications that didn't make sense to me on my phone that were talking about the Capitol and protesters, and some things referred to rioters, and it just didn't make any sense. And a colleague of mine that I know nationally had sent a couple messages kind of referencing this event, and I couldn't for the life of me couldn't figure out what was going on. And so I said, well, you know, I'll be home in a minute, so let me see things then. And I literally kind of pull in, bring them in, and we turn on the television and watching in real time this this surreal scene of people standing, you know, on the Capitol, on the steps. It didn't make sense, because the only time you ever visually literally see people there is legislators or during inauguration, certain moments when, you know, when people are not separated in a significant way, and then realizing what we knew would be some kind of protest, some organizing because of the events of the day, the president spoke and others had spoken at earlier, turned into what we then realized was really this kind of moment of insurrection, and striking and surreal, and in some ways not at all surprising, I think, unfortunately. And so your question about kind of what does this mean for the state of civil discourse is, I think we're continuing to experience what that means. The struggling of Congress, the Senate just recently, you know, having a vote, the question about the kind of impeachment trial, right? The question about whether or not it's even possible to have such a trial for a president who is now out of office, for example. But how divided, pretty evenly divided that was, I think indicates the real challenge that we face in this moment is how do we maybe not simply step back from kind of the partisan kind of polarization that we've been and increasingly are accustomed to, but how do we view it for also like the, I think the integrity of our democratic society, right? What does it mean when people take certain types of actions and maybe it doesn't mean anything, whether we're talking about, you know, saying a president through rhetorical, you know, kind of standing on a microphone, saying certain things that doesn't matter, or those people who breached the U.S. Capitol, who literally in some instances were mere feet away through a broken window or something from our representatives. And this is a real moment. The case that apparently I just saw something yesterday that was talking about, the multiple hundreds of cases that might be going forward with, charges of insurrection all the way down to fairly kind of minor misdemeanors. Like this is a real moment of calls of unity, but also accountability and figuring out how do we navigate and talk about these shared issues with each other. That's for me one of those really looming questions that I don't have an answer to.
Yeah, it's really tough, and you know, and I think it almost seems like you got to be careful too here. With for the last 4 years, we've had a polarizing relationship between the president and the national media. Now you have a new administration in there, and it'd be really easy for there to be a really gentle relationship. I think, and I don't know if you agree with this, but maybe there needs to be some accountability here from our national media here as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are, and I feel like I've seen some of it done in recent days, right? The kind of flipping of the narratives of the orientation from certain outlets, depending on the you know, the office holder of the presidency, for example, and how that gets altered depending on who actually is residing there. The the things that I'm teaching, for example, this semester with students here at K-State are around issues of how do we know what we know, themes like misinformation or disinformation, the fake news kind of language comes into play a little bit here. But it really is rooted in this sense of also having some commitment to shared truth, right? What does that mean? And this is where I think when journalism is done well, it holds people appropriately accountable, right? When we talk about it as the fourth estate, when we think about the kind of integrity of journalism in this country, in the United States, it needs to be appropriately applied across the board, regardless of who is there. That doesn't mean, I think things have improved, and that's partly why it feels almost kind of gushy in some respects, because it's almost back to a norm that we've long, or at least in a reasonable kind of length of time, come to experience, and really then seeing the last few years as kind of this aberration away from that, right? This really confrontational orientation to where we now, I can remember as a young child or even a teenager into college, daily press briefings and things like that, we would catch them. Those things are happening now. In some ways, it feels kind of like softballs because we're experiencing, I think, reasonable discourse with each other, right? There are questions that are posed and there are responses. Not that they're always in alignment, but being able to do that and being able to have some shared shared belief, or not even belief, but commitment to truth, rather, for example, is a really significant thing in us to be able to engage our differences constructively. And this is why I think it feels really as a movement away from where it had been, because the inauguration just happened. It makes me think about the inauguration 4 years prior, when then press secretary Sean Spicer comes out and talks about sizes of crowd the first thing, when we could see very clearly that was not the case, right? I mean, and all accounts would indicate as such, but it sets kind of the tone in the environment. And I think because we're not in that kind of discursive world, it allows us to have a different kind of conversation. So yeah, so it does feel different because it is different.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you bring up about the press conferences, because I was high school and college when George Bush was president, George W. Bush, and those press briefings, largely boring, except for the ones after maybe September 11th, because then you really wanted [S2] Right. [S1] To know what was going on. But yeah, I mean, it became must-see TV here the last 4 years. That's
yes, I mean, and understandably, right, and maybe not surprisingly, through an administration led by someone who comes from an entertainment background, really operated in that way, right? The kind of the show, if you want to think about it that way, is different from, frankly, a lot of governance is pretty boring. I've studied public administration. I currently do work with people who work in local government at the state level, elsewhere, Congress, for example. And a lot of it is, it's about as exciting as C-SPAN, right? When you turn to that channel, can be good information, maybe important information, but it does not have the value or the kind of slickness or the rough and tumble feel of some of what we've experienced. And so, yeah, again, it's another one of those kind of shifts. And I'm not saying this truly, I'm not saying this in a partisan sort of way, because I think there's a certain uniqueness that we've, as you just referenced to President Bush, for example, W. Bush, the normalcy, which is what a lot of scholars and journalists and others are kind of noting, is that it's kind of refreshing to kind of reacquaint with what would otherwise be kind of an accepted norm that we did move away from. And in some significant ways, we're coming back to. Again, it's not super exciting in many ways, but at the end of the day, that's not the point of it. It's about an administration being able to communicate through the press, to the press, what's going on, and being challenged appropriately. And I think even the first press briefing, which I watched that night of the election, of the inauguration, was, it was not totally smooth sailing. There were a couple things that the administration was being pushed on, and they came back tomorrow, the next day, because they said, we'll talk about this tomorrow. And they addressed it, which was, wonderful and appropriate that daily press briefings are, again, a thing. Being able to, again, for journalists to be able to hold those in positions of power accountable, regardless of who they might be.
We're speaking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Associate Professor in the Department of Communication Studies and Director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. More with Dr. Schaefer after this here on News Radio KMAN.